So let's talk about additional expenses to consider for your children when you are going through a divorce. The expenses of caring for children continue to rise, and that doesn't make it any easier for divorced parents. Each parent is attempting to keep their own household going, and at the same time, they have to often try to share the expenses for the children. But one of the parents at least should have both the medical and dental coverage on the children. And sometimes this may be court ordered or due to a mutual agreement between the parents. Routine checkups at both the doctor's office or the dentist, these are essential, and it keeps the cost down. The cost of this type of preventive care out of pockets could be high. Now, if one of your children should have an emergency at either the dentist or the doctor's office, it can be a bill that you have to pay for a very long time. Now, it is the responsibility of both parents to pay for such care that the children need. So have a plan of action so that it won't be a problem later on. For example, if one of you is paying for the premium on the insurance, then the other parent should consider to pay to make the co-pays and deductibles. Discuss the care that is needed for the children before it is done, so that both parents agree on to go forward with it. Child care is another expense to consider that can add up when a divorce takes place. Perhaps one of the parents was the caregiver and now both are in the workforce. The parents should decide on a child care provider together. It may be a licensed fertility, a nanny, or even a family mediator or family member. The cost of child care should be second to the quality that they receive at home. Keep that in mind.